A Lapine man admits to texting while driving and subsequently killing a Bend teen last summer. 29-year-old Eric Kahn will serve 28 months in prison under the terms of a recently reached plea deal. Kahn yesterday pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment. He originally faced charges of second-degree manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment in the July death of 16-year-old Forrest Cepeda. A member of the Lapine City Council submits her resignation. Adele McAfee used to live in Lapine, but says after years of traveling to her job with the City of Bend, she'd had enough.
We have moved to Bend, and that was for work purposes. The drive into Bend is, at best, during the wintertime, horrendous. And, my hat's off to the people that have to do that every day. But I've done it for a number of years now, and it can be a really white-knuckle drive.
McAfee is excited about the future of Lapine and feels she's leaving the city's leadership in good hands with the rest of the city council. The City of Bend will ask for more time to build a new water treatment facility required by the Environmental Protection Agency. The city council voted Wednesday to send a letter to the Oregon Health Authority formally requesting the delay. They say the extra time will allow them to knock $29 million off the current price tag of $68.2 million. The current proposal has been heavily criticized for its cost as well as potential environmental implications. The EPA requires the updates in order to treat the water for cryptosporidium. The head of 4-H programs for the state of Oregon reacts to news that a longtime 4-H leader was arrested on sex abuse charges. 66-year-old Stephen Stoltz of Culver is accused of second and third degree sex abuse involving a girl who was in his 4-H group. 4-H spokesman Roger Rennekamp says they suspended Stoltz as soon as they learned of the investigation.
Well, I'm very disappointed, that this has happened, and that type of thing. Our first priority, in all that we do is to protect kids. We utilize a lot of volunteers in the delivery of the 4-H program across the state of Oregon and, try to put in all the protective measures that we possibly can.
Rennekamp says while the victim was in the 4-H group that Stoltz supervised, the alleged actions took place outside of club activity. Lack of snow and unseasonably warm temperatures are not helping Oregon ski resorts. Ski resorts on Mount Bachelor and Mount Hood are running, but ski hills in the southern part of the state are not. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Mount Ashland was open for the holidays, but closed this week because of lack of snow. Marketing Director Rick Saul says Mother Nature isn't cooperating.
Well, I can tell you that the Forest Service does a survey every month during the winter, and we're down here at 37% of normal. And if you look south of us, from Tahoe up to us and up to Willamette Pass, that seems to be the area that's really being affected here. The storms are coming up from the southwest, and they're actually hitting areas north of us, Bachelor, Timberline, Meadows up at Mount Hood.
Saul says the next chance for snow would be next Friday, and they hope to open soon after. He expects because of a La Nina weather pattern, they'll see their snow in February and March. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
It wasn't easy for Portland firefighters trying to help a bicyclist in trouble. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch has that one.
Very impressive to see it all happen so quickly.
Firefighter Tommy Schroeder says when firefighters found the man trapped under a PT Cruiser, they didn't use the usual protection ropes. Time was so critical.
Actually, just lift the car off the patient while two other firefighters pulled the man out from under the car.
Crews also initially had trouble finding the victim because callers gave multiple locations of the accident, mentioning both MLK Boulevard and Grand Avenue.
Crews initially had to drive up and down both streets in order to locate them.
Victim has life-threatening injuries. Witnesses say the cyclist was hit by two different cars.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Portland transportation officials say potholes on major Portland streets will hang around until a $16 million budget hole is filled. The Portland Bureau of Transportation is considering cutting big repair and repaving projects for the next 5 years to save the city nearly $4.5 million a year. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.